Today is the Sunday within the octave of Corpus Christi. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the first epistle of St. John, chapter 3. Dearly beloved, wonder not if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in himself. In this we have known the charity of God, because he hath laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. He that hath the substance of this world, and shall see his brother in need, and shall shut up his bowels from him, how doth the charity of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word nor in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 14. At that time, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees this parable. A certain man made a great supper and invited many. And he sent his servant at the hour of supper to say to them that were invited that they should come, for now all things are ready. And they began all at once to make excuse. The first said to him, I have bought a farm and must needs go out and see it. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to try them. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And a servant returning told these things to his lord. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the feeble and the blind and the lame. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said to the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. But I say unto you, that none of these men that were invited shall taste of my supper. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. At that time, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees this parable. A certain man made a great supper and invited many. These words are taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, as I mentioned, today is the Sunday within the octave of Corpus Christi. And on this First Communion Sunday, I would like to begin this sermon by telling you a true story. A couple years ago, I was at our chapel on Long Island for First Communion Sunday. And there were 9 First Communicants that day. The boys were dressed up in their dark blue suits, and the girls were wearing beautiful white dresses for what was to be the most important day of their lives, to receive our Lord in Holy Communion for the first time. And so before Mass, the sisters had set aside a room for them so they can prepare for the ceremony. Of course, there was much excitement, and the parents were taking pictures. The sisters were rehearsing and getting them organized for the procession in. But one young boy, who seemed to be somewhat shy, came up to me, and he asked if I would like to read the letter he wrote to Jesus. I said, of course. And he reached into his inner coat pocket and pulled out a neatly folded letter and handed it to me. I opened up the piece of paper, and here is what it read. Dearest Jesus, I love you. I can't wait for you, too. poor Jesus, those nails were hurting. I love you, Jesus. Jesus is my best friend forever. Love, Thomas. As I am sure you are, I was very moved by the letter this young boy wrote to our Lord on the occasion of his first Holy Communion. And no doubt you can sense a touch of melancholy in what he wrote. And you know, it seems that when our Lord spoke the parable that we read in the Gospel for today's Mass, the parable of the Great Supper, he did so with a touch of melancholy. A rich citizen, he said, had issued invitations for a magnificent banquet to a number of friends of his own social standing, who sadly, one by one, declined his invitation. My dear faithful, we are invited by God to the Great Supper, and we must willingly obey the call of Christ. The Great Supper to which our Lord calls us is the holy sacrifice of the Mass and Holy Communion. The holy sacrifice of the Mass is the same sacrifice which our Lord Jesus Christ offered on Calvary. It is a sacrifice of infinite value. The Son of God made man is present on our altars. And what reverence and what care we should have for the Mass. And yet sometimes we can become unmindful of the great miracle that takes place on the altar. My dear friends, let us not take the holy sacrifice of the Mass for granted. Knowing what takes place during the Mass, let us always attend it with great love, reverence, attention, and devotion. And finally, to show your appreciation for the infinite value of the Mass in a very practical way, make the return of love by a devout reception of Holy Communion, preceded by a good confession. To make a good communion, we should ask our Blessed Mother to make us share in the love with which she herself received Holy Communion from the hands of St. John. And we can also prepare for Mass and Holy Communion by realizing what we are doing when we come to Mass and understanding who it is we receive in Holy Communion. Therefore, we should come to the chapel a few minutes before the start of Mass and spend some time thinking about the fact that we are going to receive God into our hearts. St. Gertrude the Great once asked our Lord what preparation he required of her for Holy Communion. And he replied, "I only ask that thou shouldst come empty of thyself to receive me." In other words, we are to rid ourselves of any distractions. Ask Our Lady to help you be aware of whom you are about to receive and strive to set aside any distractions. And finally, after Mass, make a thanksgiving. Stay a few minutes extra to thank our Lord for the opportunity to receive him. Speak to him as you would to an intimate friend. St. Alphonsus de Liguori tells us there is no prayer more agreeable to God or more profitable to the soul than that which is made during thanksgiving after communion. And remember, our Lord will not be outdone in generosity. If you are generous in spending time with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, he will reward you. For our Lord told us, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath everlasting life. And he continues, I will raise him up in the last day. And so whether you are just about to make your first Holy Communion, or you have been receiving communion for 70 years, may you say with the young boy who wrote his first communion letter to our Lord, Jesus is my best friend forever. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.